You guys are listening to TechEd TV podcasting series. In our show, we bring you the best in technologies, innovation, startups, fintech, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and the latest and the greatest in technology. Well, this show is brought to you by Igla Communications at the Iglavator in Boca Raton, Florida. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. You guys are watching and listening to the TechEd TV podcast on TGI Friday. Friday, April 14th. You're right. It's like with all this rain we had in Fort Lauderdale, I think I got the days messed up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway, so welcome everyone here. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am doing better today than I have in a few weeks. Doing good.
Okay. So we just had a little bit of an interesting chat with Dr. Amos.
And that's right. Head match. That's right.
Yeah. So you guys are going to see that too. I'm going to put the link below. But yeah, so we wanted to discuss like the what's going on with all this ChatGPT revolution and everything that's going on. What do you think, Dan? Is this going to change everything?
I do think that I don't know if it's going to change anything radically, but it's here to stay. Like what's going on right now, and I'm in it. I have a deck out with ChatGPT on the deck. I have AI on my deck. So prior to ChatGPT in last November 22nd, I think, before it went live, there was no real, you know, knowledge by 95% of the public. They had heard about AI. What's happened is, it's not that the tech has so changed so much, ChatGPT has. It's that public awareness of AI has risen up very similar to what happened with blockchain in 2020. We saw the same thing happen with crypto.
Yes, totally correct. So it's, the race of AI, I think even I have igla.ai,
that's one of our websites. Yeah.
So we're all embedded with AI. That's like
it's always been around. We know it's been around for 10 years, but people are more likely to buy because it has AI. They understand it. There's a personal knowledge of it. I would say, you know, 1 in 50 people are using ChatGPT on a regular basis that we know.
They're actually, probably more are going to be more common. Yeah. Actually, but one of the things that we want to do here at the Iglavator is that we're going to have our own bot, that the bot assistant, so that you can open the door with this. By opening a discussion with the bot, and then you can even do facial recognition and access with a camera. So then you can see, oh, that's Dan. Welcome, Dan. And then you have a package waiting for you at in your mailbox.
Gotcha. So do you feel that almost every process that goes on in the world where there's some interaction with either hardware or tech or voice, there's an opportunity for AI to make it more efficient?
Yeah, in fact, I think that's going to replace the user interface because now, it will be more voice-based user interfaces. Mm-hmm. The way I see is this evolution is that remember the green screen when we had before in the 1980s, where if still some terminals there were
IBM 3250 or something, it's working
whatever. Yeah. So those are green terminals, then that became a user interface with Windows, then became a website. Now we have responsive websites. I think all that may be still going, but it would be more text.
But just like every wave we've seen, crypto craziness. We're talking AI. What's going to happen with AI craziness?
No, I think it's going to have to stay. Right?
Stocks will go public. People will make money. 16-year-olds will figure something out. I got a guy that's probably going to come in here who's a marketing guy who learned how to make some kind of AI bot. Uh-huh. And that interacts with Twitter. I want to meet with him because I have ideas.
Okay.
So there's these not so technical people who are getting like kits to do stuff already. Right. This is kind of reminding me of crypto all over again.
Yeah, no, it's my idea. I think it's a similar craze, but AI I think has more foundation than crypto. It has more years and years and years of research
and so much more usefulness.
And more useful.
Distributed stuff is not useful for everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like fintech, more financial. This is more like applicable to anything.
Like your car, everything in your car.
Car door like, open or like.
We all make a lot of mistakes in our car right now. Like if I reach my phone, that's not good. Like we need better interfaces with our phone, correct, communication. A lot of critical doctors need all kinds of AIs during operations. There's all kinds of opportunities for AI across the board in every technology area.
Yeah, and that's what humans interact, right? Humans interact with boys. We tell our kids, don't do that. Or do this, or we teach people, transmit information with voice. So that's going to be the means.
But realistically, you have to separate the different kinds of AI, right? There's the AI where we're talking that's with voice and interacting, But then there's AI that's doing the data gathering and making things more efficient from the backside, right?
Yeah, so there are multiple AI. So the back there's user interface, artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. from computer vision to mm-hmm. voice recognition to all those machine learning technologies. And you have the back end that learns big data, mm-hmm. use millions of files, and that's another.
Can I tell you, it is a craze, because I have a deck that an investor reviewed last night, because I saw they looked at the DocSend already.
Okay.
For a new AI thing that's a variation on what I'm doing in the current SEO business. But because it has the AI stamp on it, ChatGPT and AI stamp on it, we've already got the meetings with investors.
Wow, that's exactly right. In fact, like yesterday I had a call from this guy from Goldman Sachs for the NFT number. So I think I'm going to go and see him in the afternoon. But then that has a little bit of AI, actually. I'm trying to bring a little bit of that. In fact, I'm connecting right now the phone number to a bot that you can summon,
mm-hmm.
the bot. And then the bot will be able to answer your questions.
Gotcha.
So the use case is very simple. You're in a phone call. And then we're debating about like a subject matter.
Mm-hmm,
and you're
mm-hmm.
like, no, okay, let's call the bot.
But the one thing you got to be smart about this, because I remember crypto and your interactions with the crypto world, is think money. Think about making money.
Exactly.
So like, let's not focus in on what's cool technically. Yes. Let's focus on what's really going to be a mass market solution.
Yeah, that's our problem money. Here. We make too many inventions and not that many. I mean, we spent too much.
There's
money
a lot of, like I've told you before, that you made a nice AI. You were starting to work on an AI entrance system. The AI entrance system that's functional, we can have a sales guy knocking on doors right now.
And start selling. So if you're interested in that, call us. We'll be happy to listen. So that's one thing. And unfortunately, we had this for a lot of the event. I wanted to segue to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this long rain that he didn't
occur
years, is what they said.
You know, they say that. I don't buy that. I had a friend who grew up in Fort Lauderdale in 1974. They were going down Las Olas in canoes. Not the first time. That's not true.
That's not true. So then
the river has risen up and gone 3 feet, 4 feet higher.
Yeah,
that's
what's happening.
Before.
Actually, the thing is, there's a little bit of rain.
Yeah,
and it's causing that. So it's probably something that.
But I can tell you, it wasn't as bad as it could be, because a lot of people who are new to Florida, in particular, are not aware of water management and their ability. Like out in Pembroke Pines yesterday, somebody told me, or in North Miami, somebody told me that they noticed that during the big rainstorm, eventually the water seemed to be going away. And what's really going on is the local canals, water management was sending the water west to the Everglades. Okay. It was sending the water north and may have been sending water down south. So when there's big storms here and it's concentrated in one spot, like hurricanes, water management moves the water all the way up to Lake Okeechobee area.
Right.
They move it out of the way. And if it's that bad, they move it into the Everglades. And if it even gets worse, they move it into the ocean.
And that's what happened this time.
Maybe. They pump water everywhere. Now, it gets to the point where they've tried all those things, and they're done.
Yeah, well, the entire airport was inundated. So
but notice how within 8 hours, all the water went down.
Yes.
That's because they are shipping that water all around the country, all around the state.
Pumping
it everywhere. And without that, we do not exist here in Florida.
Yeah, so that's
very... That's the tech part of it.
That's the tech part of it,
yeah.
The whole pumping area.
Because it broke once. My wife said in the 1970s, it broke. The system broke. And in Mid Boca, they had 3 feet of water in the road. This is the reality of that. No, in other words, that may have been 15 feet in downtown Fort Lauderdale if they didn't have the water management.
Wow.
The truth.
That's
that we don't know about.
We cannot even test that right now.
So yeah, we would never know how high the water can get, but it could get that high. So we're just not aware. Our awareness has been limited by what we know.
Well, that's very sad. Our prayers and thoughts are all those that are having some major trouble.
But there was no death, really. There was no death,
but there were just people losing maybe belongings.
And imagine you had a below-grade apartment, slightly below-grade on the first level.
Well, that's like, they had the only like underground like basement
in
Fort Lauderdale. Was at the city, actually. The city had one.
What about the tunnel?
The tunnel gets flooded, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Probably 25 feet of water.
You need a summary.
Why not to build tunnels in Florida?
That's a good reason.
What's his name is as a contract with the city of Miami? They're going to build a tunnel.
Oh, Elon Musk.
No, Fort Lauderdale is going to build a tunnel
right.
too.
Elon Musk.
The Elon Musk. The channel. The the something company, the
boring company.
The boring company is going to make a tunnel that goes down under the canal between Las Olas and the beach, a little further north.
And it's going to connect us.
Yeah, they're going to have their first tunnel to get over there. Another, they're not replacing the bridge. They're going to make a connection about between Las Olas and Sunrise. They're going to make another tunnel.
Well,
for better access.
That's what everything. I think I saw the
but the boring company is not like a straight tunnel. Your car drives on like a thing, and then it moves your car.
Okay, well.
Anyway,
segue into the April 25th. We have an event here. So what's going on then?
We actually have three startups I know about, and two that you are bringing to me. I haven't heard about them yet.
Yes.
I know
a guy called. They called me yesterday.
They did.
Very interesting. It's an Uber competitor.
Uber competitor. That falls under one of my categories of why to just stop now. But anyway.
They have invested millions of dollars and the app is functional.
Why to just stop now? But I'll be supportive of them. I want to hear their whole story.
Yeah, they're raising money. So that's the main reason.
There's a social one. There's one that's a social. We have some real internet-ish people coming in.
Okay.
There is one that has a some kind of supplement for losing weight.
Okay.
That it said in their docs that it's for cats and dogs right now and horses, but eventually they want to get the FDA approval. There's a term for it, but it you just take the pill and it supposedly melts the fat. But it is a real supplement pharma thing. It's not like BS.
Okay.
It's an Israeli company. They're here in Boca area. We'll see if they show up. And there's another guy named Fung. I can't remember what his was about. Oh. Alert track. So I think it's some type of alarm kind of tracking system.
Wow.
Cyber. Okay.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Yeah, I'm getting the same problem.
All right. So
our problem is, our big issue is Edwin and I have people that.
No, the client over there at the corner.
What do I want to do? I don't know how to do it.
Oh yeah, it went.
All right.
Sorry.
Our problem is we're both ADHD and we're constantly contacted all day long by people about different ideas. So yeah,
people that are wasting their time.
So let's talk about the more important thing here.
Okay.
Is Edwin has been on track to get more organized this year. Part of that, you know, what I've been trying to do is give away my projects and focus on one or two. Just really focus in.
Right.
Even though I told you it was a brand new AI venture coming along.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a morphing of your
career. It's an extension of everything I'm trying to do right now is an extension of my whole history. The dating event company and the SEO company are all the same line, so I can keep my mental mind straight. For you, the issue is you have a lot more irons in fire than me, a lot more ideas. But I'm also saying that I went through training years ago that you need to take everything in your life, put it in, and really figure out what the priority is.
Right,
so
right.
There is something that is a priority for you. I'm pushing you to focus on it
a little bit.
Because it's such a big priority, a big thing. That I heard the word and I hadn't heard that word. It was new category. So, you know, it's funny. There's something above. So there's a new feature to an app. There's a new app. There's a new category, meaning like apps have just been invented, new category.
Yes.
And then there's a whole new platform category. There's something above that. Someone mentioned a sector.
Sector.
A new sector.
We're creating a sector then.
And the book that I was saying it's all about this is called Think Bigger.
Okay.
And if I have the PDF, I'll send it to you. It's worth just looking over about how to enter the category, how to talk correctly as you're entering a new category, because that's how you have to approach this.
Okay. New category. Use a parenthesis that you guys should get ready for the Chipsos NFT pre-sale.
Oh.
We sold already like 50 NFTs already.
Gotcha.
And today, so stay tuned. Keep on chipsos_NFT.
And NFT, if you want to make an NFT, Eaglevator is still a great place to go,
it's
right?
It's a great place to go.
So while we're sitting here, another artist, potential NFT guy, called. So he may be coming in a little bit.
Okay,
we have
the bears, remember the bears.
The bears. What about the cats?
No, the cats didn't progress.
Okay.
We have a guy that has like a bird too.
The birds.
But the bears is
all utilities or some mainly art?
And the utilities with art, and then we have the Gitless NFT as well.
The Gitless NFT. So we are a W3 shop.
Yeah, we were. I went to the Miami NFT week.
You did.
It was much smaller than the one we went
to. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
But they have more people talking.
Okay.
The speakers were more.
Okay. Maybe they'll focus more on utility this year, a little more towards utility.
Yes, I think it was.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you think it's going to turn into more of a tech conference and less of a guys with big muscle conference? And girls with giant breasts conference?
Yeah, I think it still was like that. In fact, but it was less than.
It was like Kim Kardashian conference. It needs to be more of a tech conference, not a Kim Kardashian conference.
Yeah, well, anyway, so coming back to the Meviaverse, right?
Yeah.
So the Mevia is an operating system, just to make sure you guys
gotcha.
Know that it's a distributed operating system where the TVs around you are displays, and this device that we call phone becomes your controller, touch controller, so you can manipulate the interface with your fingers. And then you can use the camera as your camera, mm-hmm. your microphone as your microphone, and then you can interact with those TVs as if it was a TV. And the internet is like the huge computer that does all the messaging and processing for you.
Absolutely get it. You know, I've been trying to boil it down to all the TVs in the world work together in a new set of applications.
Exactly. But we're going to get you more of that in a further episode.
If you're interested in that, then, and you're listening to these podcasts, then listen to the next couple episodes, because realistically, this is going to be, we use the word, Edwin is a builder who's going to probably do this a little bit live as he's doing it, a little bit more, hopefully.
Yes, yes. So we already filed for the patent pending.
And it really is something.
And we have all the patents that are going to follow that too.
You know, I've seen a lot of tech stuff, and this is really something different. So, you know, I was listening to the founder of blockchain say how, when he had come up with the idea, the moment he came up with the idea and then he put together a paper afterwards, he didn't go to bed that night. He kept thinking about it. And in the morning, he started putting together the paper at Bell Labs about blockchain and how he in his mind was saying, this is going to change the world. This is going to change the world. So there are things that do happen, ideas that do change the world. You know what his professor said? If you can change the world with something you do and that make a mark of any sort that you can make a change, because just remember, his professor said, just remember, you had the idea. You're the guy with the idea. He was the guy with the idea. You have to let other people who are smarter in business and better take the idea to the next level. And that's it. They have to be able to take the idea to the next level.
Because I think we come up with ideas here like almost every day.
Yeah.
So it's like not a problem to generate more ideas.
I mean, I think the one thing about this concept, the Meviaverse concept, is I know for a fact it'll make jobs. A job maker.
Yeah, it will create jobs.
It'll create jobs.
It's a different type of mentality, and I think is.
Well, it
might create more companies too.
Companies, economics, and jobs. You know, and therefore, it may have some. Look, I just see it as some. Look, nobody. You can do it, but it just sounds ridiculous right now. Be able to easily rent a band on your TV for a party. It sounds like a silly thing to do. But the band could be on the big screen TV and people could be asking for it, say, hey, play this song. So like that band today may be practicing tonight and has no gig.
Or like what we said before, the scenario where you have a Zoom call and right now you're constrained to your phone to the Zoom call.
Yep.
But now you have the Zoom call on your TV.
Yeah.
Or any TV, or maybe two TVs at the same time, one for one person. And then you use the phone as your camera.
I guess the camera like that. This is like the description of patents was always the words. It wasn't obvious. So this was not so obvious. Now it is obvious now that we see it.
Now we're describing it.
We're looking at a TV to our right that's just sitting there dead with a screen on it. So it wasn't obvious that all these interfaces could be used in a way for efficiency, job creation, make something happen without bringing in another computer.
Correct.
That was not so obvious, and that's why it's very, very patentable.
Right.
Okay, and that's why it is very strong conceptually. But then in the future,
we'll tell you more about it,
but it's very interesting.
More details, yeah.
Because it needs branding and needs a lot more. But this is part of this Eaglevator and incubator process.
All right, guys. So thank you very much, then.
One last thing. I got tickets from Karen, gave me tickets to a conference I'm going to next week called Possible.
It's called Possible.
It's like a DMA marketing conference, high-end marketing people from all the world are coming Miami Beach. But the thing is, it's the worst named conference I'm ever going to go to.
For the marketing company, yes.
Possible.
Sounds like something I will come up with.
Possibly. Maybe it was Possible. Was it Possible? It wasn't very good. Anyway,
Emergence is for the developer conference.
Saturday. Another week will be Emerge, another week and a half. Correct. Okay, all right. All good.
Bye-bye.
This show is brought to you by Igla Communications at the Iglavator in Boca Raton, Florida. This show is brought to you by Igla Communications at the Iglavator in Boca Raton, Florida.